Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. This weekend, we remembered the anniversary of Roe v. Wade with a march in Denver, as Christians did around the country in many cities. And there's currently an event going on in Wichita, Kansas, at late-term abortionist George Tiller's abortuary. So we'll talk about the march and what's going on in Wichita a bit later in the show. But first, I want to bring you this because this is an example of the extremism that our opposition, the liberals, the godless, those who are against Judeo-Christian morality, those who oppose the Bible as the Word of God, they put up quite a formidable fight. In the end, they're going to be destroyed when Jesus Christ returns, and he will have the victory. But for now, he's being merciful and giving them time to repent and to honor him. But to give you an idea what we're up against, and we've warned about this on and off over the years, 15 years on the radio, but it's such a disgusting subject, you don't like to even mention it, but it's about bestiality. Do you know the Sundance Film Festival? Robert Redford in Utah, every year he has his Sundance Film Festival for liberals and beautiful people around the country and the world, and it gets a lot of attention. Well, they have now previewed a movie there, which is about sex with animals. That's what bestiality is. And we've pointed out on this show that as liberals break down barriers, they're not happy. Once they break down the barrier that says sex is only permissible within marriage, so then unmarried people can have sex, they're not happy. You just broke down a barrier. You got to break down another barrier and another barrier and another barrier. So eventually it's sex with another man's wife, sex between unmarried people, sex with younger and younger people, sex with someone of the same gender. Whatever the barriers are, they want to break it down. You know, first, for the most part, popularly in the culture, it was pornography on paper. And they say, come on, this is just free speech. And then strip joints and prostitution and so on. And eventually it's going to be polygamy and sex with animals. We've warned on that for years. And so there's a new movie that was screened at the Sundance Film Festival, and it's called Zoo. Zoo, Z-O-O. But don't worry, according to the reviews that are out, you could read about this on the Drudge Report. The Phoenix Sun Sentinel has an article on it. The Sundance.org website has a review of the movie. And they're saying, don't worry, the movie Zoo is neither graphic nor exploitive. Well, that must be good. That means this is a family movie on sex with animals. Must be a good family movie. It's not graphic. It's not exploitive. You know what that means? It's not exploitive. They mean no animals were molested in the making of this movie. I guess that's what they mean. I don't want to describe the photo that's being distributed with the reviews of the movie. I won't describe the photo for you. It's disgusting. But I want to read some of these reviews and just quote from them. But to put it in context, many years ago, Bob Enyart Live was not only a radio show, we were also a TV show. We started 15 years ago on the radio, then went to TV. For years, we'd simulcast TV and radio on satellite. And at the heyday of the show, we were on in 80 cities, 5 nights a week for an hour. Well, way back when we first went on TV, the first year or so, the network that was airing the program, they wanted to build a new studio, a new station down in Highlands Ranch, Douglas County. And So they were worried because my show has so many critics. Bob and Yurt Live has plenty of people who love the show and appreciate the biblical foundation of the teachings on this program. But there are plenty of people who hate the program because we're harsh against sexual immorality, killing children, and so on. And so the station management were worried that if they let it be known that the station that airs Bob and Yurt Live is seeking for a permit in zoning to build a new studio, that it might work against them. So they did everything sort of undercover, just not making it clear it's channel so-and-so. And so anyway, fast forward about 6 months later, and the zoning commission, they end up talking to the management of the TV station, and they said, you know, you guys have that program, Bob and Yurt Live? That is our favorite program. We're so thrilled that you guys are going to build a station here in our county. So there was no need for the fear. But then these two women on the zoning commission for Douglas County, they called me with a story they wanted me to know. And this is what they said. They said, the war against Christian morality is so intense that it even gets into the zoning code. We have been asked to review a standard code that is being used all over the country to upgrade and standardize zoning codes. And generally, that's a very good idea. You don't like it when the laws change as you drive down the street and you buy one property and all of a sudden everything you grew up with, the rules are all different. That's not real good. So they want to standardize zoning codes. Okay, great. But the problem is, in this zoning code, it declares what kind of behaviors are legal or illegal. And it says in entertainment venues that bestiality would be legal to project. In other words, to show movies, to have plays, to somehow entertain people with bestiality would be legal in Douglas County if we adopted the standard nationwide zoning model code. And they were stunned, they were shocked, and they absolutely refused to allow that to become part of the Douglas County zoning code. That's one of the faster growing counties in the country, right? And it's a lot of money down there, beautiful place to live. And what a tragedy that is how evil our culture is become, that this is another thing you have to protect your family from, your church from, your kids from, and even the culture from. And ignorant people who think, well, there's nothing wrong with it, and whenever you come up to a barrier, you just got to knock it down. You knock it down, and then things are better. And now people could have sex with animals. So let me read to you. Let's see. This is from Robert Redford's website, Sundance.org. For the Sundance Film Festival. It says, the movie Zoo is neither graphic nor exploitive. And isn't that encouraging? This is probably a good bestiality family movie. It's neither graphic nor exploitive. That's the way these things always begin, right? Homosexuality being introduced in movies and even TV programs. There was a trend, a transition. And they, of course, become increasingly bold. And on TV shows, for probably almost 10 years, every homosexual on a sitcom, for example, was the only character who never lied, never cheated, was utterly faithful and true. The only character with no criticisms that could be leveled against him. But now, the public acceptance of homosexuality is so widespread, especially among Christians, that's no longer necessary. And they really have made progress when they could have the bad guy be a homosexual. That shows progress. That's not helping our side, the Christian side of the battle. That's helping their side. And so who would have thunk it that the first mainstream bestiality movie, Zoo, would be neither graphic nor exploitive. Men, and here's a description of it, from the movie itself and from the director and from the review. Men who met for years. Now, this movie was made because of, you might recall, a news report back a year ago or so about a man who was dropped off at an emergency room at a hospital near, where was this? Was this near Portland, Oregon or Seattle? He was dropped off and a surveillance camera caught the license plate of the car that dropped off the guy in the parking lot. The guy's dying of a perforated colon. So, of course, police detectives want to find out what happened to this guy. They get to a nearby horse farm, and they found hundreds of hours of videotape of men from all over the world having sex with animals. And that's what caused this man to die. He was killed from a perforated colon. These sick, filthy human beings, ignorant and desperately in need of a warning to repent. Because God is a merciful and forgiving God, but God did not make human beings to do this kind of thing. And you know what? Maybe the doctors could have saved his life, but his soul was in way worse shape than his life was. And now he's in hell. And so are countless other people who are enmity with God, who never repented before they died. They never turned to trust God. You know, what is it about Jesus Christ? Why is it that you think Jesus Christ does not deserve your trust? Why? You need to figure that out. So they say, so that news report and the hundreds of hours of videotape, this became a story that was reported around the world. And so that's what prompted this movie to be made. And so the director says, these men met for years without disturbance in the shadows of Mount Rainier. That's a nice way to put it, right? They could have been pedophiles having sex with kids. Like Disney hired a director to make the movie Powder. Remember that? And that director had been convicted of having sex with a young boy, and he videotaped it, and the videotape was shown at the trial. And so this director, what was his name? Victor Salvo. This director, he felt persecuted because he likes having sex with young boys and videotaping it. So Disney hired him to make a movie about someone who feels persecuted because they're different. So in the movie, he has a scene with boys in a high school locker room, and his character, Powder, right after the high school shower locker room scene, his character, who represents him really, the homosexual pedophile, his character gets beat up because he's being different. And that's who Disney hired to make that movie, to teach us that it's wrong to oppose anyone because they're different. That's another way of saying there should be no boundaries, no barriers. Everything is acceptable. Sex with children should be acceptable. Outside of marriage, within genders, between different species, it should all be acceptable. Just because somebody's different doesn't mean they should be opposed. Do you notice the sleight of hand there? Where there's something that's immoral, wrong, and destructive, they're just calling it different. You know, different is chocolate ice cream or strawberry. That's different. But molesting a child, that's criminal and evil. So the movie says these men met for years without disturbance in the shadows of Mount Rainier. Hey, they're child molesters who do that, and nobody around even knows what they're doing. Child pornographers. They produce their videos for years in this neighborhood without causing a disturbance. The movie, according to the Sundance Film Festival website, the movie cleverly captures the essence of these men and their alienation by creating a visual poetry. Isn't that nice? The only bad thing going on is that these men who had sex with animals, that they were alienated. That was the bad thing. But the essence of those men is captured by visual poetry. The film permits us to examine where we draw the line. This is from Robert Redford's website. The film, called Zoo, on men having sex with animals, this film permits us to examine where we draw the line, how much we can tolerate in others. In a broader sense, Zoo is really about thresholds. What can we stand to know? And more importantly, what can we stand to accept? And that review was written by a John Cooper. So how's that? What can we stand to accept? That's the important message of this movie. Where do we draw the line? And the answer really is there shouldn't be any lines. And then there is an LA Times, Los Angeles Times review of the movie. And it's titled Documentary on Bestiality. They misspelled it. Premieres at Sundance Film Festival. Okay. So Park City, Utah. Let me quote this to you. Zoo is a documentary about what director Robinson Dever accurately characterizes as the last taboo on the boundary of something comprehensible. So this is accurately characterized, according to the Los Angeles Times movie reviewer, as the last taboo on the boundary of something comprehensible. In other words, there are some things that are just incomprehensible. Maybe killing women after violating them. Maybe they'd say that's incomprehensible. Hey, there's plenty of people who think that's not incomprehensible. But on things that are comprehensible, and read in there, things that are within the pale. They're not outside of the pale. On things that are comprehensible, this is the last taboo. And you know what? Taboos in our culture have a way of disappearing. But remarkably, writes this LA Times movie reviewer, the movie is elegant and it's eerily lyrical. Eerily lyrical. How's that? That's that visual poetry we heard about from Robert Redford's website. Zoo premiering before a rapt audience Saturday night at Sundance. Okay. It's a rapt audience. They were enthralled, no doubt, right? You think it had a lot of critics? It couldn't have had a lot of liberal critics because it's about men having sex with animals. They can't criticize that. Not critics at Sundance. If it was a movie that made Islamic terrorists look bad and that they were quoting from the Quran to kill the infidels, they'd criticize that movie. But this was a movie about men having sex with animals. And so it premiered before a rapt audience. Zoo manages to be a poetic film about a forbidden subject, a perfect marriage between a cool and contemplative director and potentially incendiary subject, sex between men and animals. Okay, so that's what it's about. Now, we Christians, we're in a battle, right? So what do? Do we start a new ministry? Enough? Stop? What do we call it? Against bestiality films? Is that what we do? That'd be pretty crazy, right? But that's sort of like what we are doing because we have ministries against pornography. Ministries that focus on teen pregnancy, ministries to help homosexuals, ministries against the divorce epidemic, ministries to prostitutes and strip joints and women who are destroying their lives in those ways, ministries to people suffering with STDs, ministries against abortion. And what these all have in common is that there was one fight that we Christians never fought. We never fought it. We just let it go. We agreed with the humanists in Hollywood and Hillary that, well, that's not really necessary for us to pay attention to. And that fight was this, that sex was only legal within marriage. Sex was only legal in marriage. And so our culture and the momentum of our godless culture knocked down that boundary, that barrier, so that there was a time when you could not have sex if you weren't married. If you try to check into a hotel, a man and a woman, they would want to see that you're married. They want to see both your IDs. And if you're not married, they wouldn't let you check in. That was the way hotels were run. If a man seduced another man's wife, the family would call the police because it was a crime to commit adultery. That was a crime. And we just reported on that a week ago in Michigan. Was it in Michigan? A judge said, hey, you know, this is still on the books. You could get, what could you get for committing adultery in Michigan? You could get life imprisonment. In Colorado, adultery is still on the books, only they have decriminalized it, so there's no penalty. But adultery had been a crime for 3,500 years in Judeo-Christian cultures. But when you have democracy, you see, democracy, the people are in opposition against God. And the majority, you know, the majority liked Bill Clinton. Why? Well, he was a lying fornicator. So Bill Clinton made them feel good about themselves. When you have democracy, a government could keep, for 1,000 years, governments could keep adultery as criminal and stealing as criminal. Even if the king, let's say, the king was an adulterer and he was a thief, he wouldn't legalize adultery for all the people in his realm. He would save that crime for himself. But under democracy, the Bible says the Ten Commandments have 4 of the 10 that form a foundation of a criminal justice system. Do not murder, do not steal, do not commit adultery, and do not bear false witness against your neighbor. Don't commit perjury. Those 4. And so people want to fornicate, and they want to commit adultery. So when you have democracy, democracies vote to legalize adultery, sex outside of marriage, sex with another man's wife, fornication, pornography, strip joints, and on and on and on, homosexuality, sex with younger and younger children, lower and lower ages of consent. And so the battle that we never fought, that we gave up on, and that even Christian ministries look at you like you're crazy, when you say, as Christians, we need to reintroduce this truth to our culture that sex should only be legal within marriage. A marriage between one man and one woman, that is the only legal context for sex. So porn videos, strip joints, prostitution, homosexuals, sex with animals, bestiality, Sundance Film Festival, where they're showing movies, making it look like it's nice for men to have sex with animals. We're going to fight each one of those independently. We got so many forest fires raging on every side of us. We're no longer able to be focused. And so we need to remind our Christian leaders that sex should only be legal in marriage. And we agree. We have no way of accomplishing that right now. But without a vision, the people perish because the battle is completely unworkable. We don't even have a goal. We don't even know what we're looking for. The Christian goal is so similar to Hillary's goal today. Like pornography, we have in our video, Focus on the Strategy. Oh, by the way, the March for Life in Denver, Colorado Right to Life, I was thrilled and honored to see that they were offering the Focus on the Strategy DVD on their resource table. And it was for a donation to Colorado Right to Life, and people were putting in $10, $20 or more for a DVD. By the way, we sell those DVDs for $10 each, and you get them in quantity for a lot less than that. You call us at 800-8-NYARDS, and it covers all this that we're talking about, 1-800-836-9278, or go to our website, kgov.com. Have you seen this video, Focus on the Strategy? If you haven't, it has 7 lines of evidence that our Christian ministries and our political strategy has moved us into moral relativism. So pornography, I interview Christian leaders in this video, and once you learn this, you'll see it everywhere you look. Our Christian ministries believe that pornography is a free speech right. They think it's a free speech right. They just want to regulate it so that not everything is allowed, but they think it's a free speech right. Fornication, sex outside of marriage, they think that's a human right. It's a sin, but you have the right to do that. Adultery, you have a right to do it, they think. Homosexuality, we quote from many of our Christian, major Christian ministries, and they have been confused because they're not strong enough on God's word. They don't know how to apply God's word to the challenges of our culture and our government. And so they say, well, homosexuality is your right. You have a right to be a homosexual. Focus on the Family, not too many years ago, was promoting Amendment 2 in Colorado, telling people that you didn't have to rent to a homosexual and you didn't have to hire a homosexual. That passed statewide. And now you can't get a Christian ministry to say they would support that today. They've changed that much in 10 years because they think that people have the right to be homosexual. Homosexuality was a crime in Judeo-Christian cultures until 30 years ago. And now it's so widespread, accepted even by Christian leaders, they'll say it's a sin, but you have the right. And so we're fighting what? All these result from decriminalizing sex outside of marriage. We're fighting pornography and STD, sexually transmitted disease epidemics, and strip joints, and the abortion epidemic, and AIDS, and giving condoms to kids, and teen pregnancy epidemic, and youth suicide, and the divorce epidemic, and the gay agenda, and also pedophilia, increasingly popular and defended, and now bestiality, sex with animals. And we're fighting all those raging forest fires, and in the middle is where it all started. Sex should only be legal in marriage, and Christians no longer believe that. So the line between Christian pro-life ministries in Hillary and Hollywood and the homosexuals, that line has blurred. You can't find Christian ministries that remind the public that the goal is that sex should only be legal in marriage. You know why they don't remind the public of that? Because they don't believe it anymore. They're confused. So we wanted to give you an update. What's happening in Wichita, Kansas, at late-term abortionist George Tiller's abortuary? Well, we have a number of people from Denver Bible Church that have joined that effort. People from 30 states have gone there, and it's been a great protest to let the public know that we're going to do everything we can to stop the killing of unborn children. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a great school, Maranatha. And give us a call at Bob and Yart Live, 800-8-N-YART. May God bless you.